Yeah, that looks logic. So then the WP29 document is then used to make there a new working document from the GUPE, which we then send to WP29 as a new proposal adopted by and foreseen from the GUPE, so that we have a full clarification in WP29 that this document is adopted and approved in the GUPE. Because it is more than only this figure in the square brackets. So I think this is I think the best way to do to go forward with it. Yeah. If everything is in line with that, so okay. So we, if that's the case, then we have then finished agenda point 3A from now, as we will come back on Wednesday on the open issues on the Regulation 83 topics, and see what is new and reflection from the stakeholders, how to go further with this, to what can we adopt and what can bring to WP29 or not, and what we should delay or discuss in January again. So that will be then on Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you all. So have a good evening. Tomorrow we have the workshop, not the GUPE session, and it's here in this room. I hope that you all will be there, and I think there are also participants from outside the GUPE, maybe in person, but also virtual attending this workshop. I'm very interesting to see what the outcome is from this new interesting topic on life cycle analyzing. So I hope you see you all tomorrow in this workshop, and have a good evening. Closing the meeting for today. Thank you all.